General Manager Cam Hope of the Victoria Royals is our guest, and it's coming off a 7-1 victory over the Everett Silverchips. Preseason action, a couple wins so far. That has to be pleasing, even though, you know, it is just exhibition.
Yeah, you know, it's just exhibition, but, you know, it's always it's nice to see that, you know, the players have picked up on some things that we've been focusing on during camp, you know, paying attention to some of the details, and pucks went in the net. So, yeah, good day.
Who's standing out to you so far? You know, obviously DJ Jerome with a 5-point game here on against Everett.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You know, the thing about junior hockey is players come back bigger, stronger, faster, and they're able to do things, you know, that maybe they didn't have a chance to do the year before or 2 years before, guys that have been in the league a while. So that's really interesting to watch. And some of these guys are just seizing that opportunity. I've been really impressed with DJ. He's been great. Really impressed with a couple of the other new guys that have are having their first taste of being Royals in this preseason. Guys like Tanner Sitaway and even Brandon Cutler, who just came over in the trade. I mean, it's nice to watch those guys starting to put their game together.
Yeah, I was going to ask as well, Brandon Cutler, and just tell us a bit about him and what he brings in that deal, getting him from Red Deer.
Yeah, I mean, we're just getting to know what he is. He's, you know, similar to the way DJ was when we made the deal for DJ Jerome last year. He's been in the league for a couple of years, but has been a young guy who's had to endure having limited minutes and trying to fight his way into the lineup. And now that he's a little bit older, he's going to get a chance to play a little bit more with some better players. And then he's starting to show what he can do. You know, DJ's doing that now, and Brandon Cutler is going to have a little more freedom to do that as well.
Let's talk a bit about the goaltenders, Brock Gould, and also I think it's Connor Martin, some of the guys who've been playing so far, and your take is, with Griffin Outhouse back, I guess, at the battle for the backup position.
Yeah, it looks that way. I mean, we always say that we start the season and every spot is open, and the goaltenders know that they have to earn the net, and, you know, Griffin Outhouse has been the guy that's earned that starting spot, you know, in recent Royals history. But Dean McNabb and Brock Gould in particular are, I think, ready to be big minute goaltenders in the Western Hockey League, and all we can do is sit back and let them battle it out. It's an interesting dynamic. They're good friends, but we'll see how that goes. And Connor Martin, who's a 16-year-old, you know, he's going to play a little bit this preseason, has had a couple of good games. He's not quite ready to be a Western Hockey League guy, but he will be next year. So I'm optimistic about our situation in that.
How is the club shaping up for this season? Obviously, you have the overage situation that you're dealing with. I know it just seems like there's so many questions right now, and it's kind of early, right?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is going to be a lot of turnover. You know, fans that come to a Royals game this year are going to see a lineup that is going to have probably half of the players turned over from last season. And some of that is by age and guys that have aged out, and some of it is by deals we've made in the offseason. But it's going to be a new look sort of a team, much younger than last year, and long on enthusiasm, but a little short on experience. But sometimes that's good. You know, sometimes if you bring a team up together and develop them all together as a group, you know, good things happen in the future.
Also, I was going to ask you, you know, if there's going to be some more cuts coming soon. I know the 03s maybe will go home, but it doesn't look like there's much in the way of a roster right now for your group.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, we think less about it in terms of how many guys we have here and more in terms of what's the best thing for the development of the younger players. And right now we're carrying five 2002 born players who are 16. In almost all their cases, it's going to be difficult to play in this league as 16-year-olds. And so we just have to think whether it's the right thing to have them start the season with us or if it's the right thing to get them back with their clubs. And that's a decision that we talk about every day here during preseason. So we'll see. We'll see how many young guys stay in the lineup, but they've sure been good through preseason.
And that's a pretty nice-looking Griffin Outhouse bobblehead doll that you guys are doing.
I saw it for the first time yesterday or 2 days ago. It's terrific. Yeah, it's great. It's not only a bobblehead, it's a bobble glove. So it's a double bobble.
Thanks for this, Ken.
Anytime.